Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden-death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing real good.
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Got a week of college football down the drain, and it's going to be a long season. NFL is starting.
Got a big show today. Memorial weekend is out of the way. College football season getting started. Now we got the NFL opening weekend, so we got a lot going on. Now, did you guys have a good holiday weekend? Get the family together and do anything interesting?
I did. I watched a lot of TV, watched a lot of football. That's a good weekend for me, man.
Well, I actually worked over the weekend, so it was business as normal for me. But I went to a couple of cookouts on Sunday and Monday.
Right.
So I had a good time.
Made this week a lot busier, catching up with a short week, I tell you that. Got a big show today. We've got Dan Dobish from opensports.com. It's a great website. They talk sports and everything, but they also have a lot of entertainment, funny stuff on there as well. You should definitely check out opensports.com. We'll have Dan Dobish here in just a little bit. And it was a great opening weekend of free picks. I gave you every top 25 winner on sportsoverload.com, and all those picks are free. Got to make sure you remember that part. 9-6 against the spread, 60%. You know, not bad for free. 13-2 straight up just picking winners. It's about 87%. So can't beat that. This weekend, I'll have every top 25 pick for you again, plus every NFL spread and total. Who else can give you that for free? As far as our Bay bracket, we've got the Athletes region up this week. Rick knows these ladies, so expect a good effort from Rick this week voting on the Bay bracket. He knows who these ladies are. That's important. Now, we want your vote. Email radio@sportsoverload.com, or you can follow us on twitter.com/sportsoverload. We want your opinion on the Bay bracket, fantasy football, and your thoughts on the opening weekend, the upcoming NFL weekend. Anything you want to talk about, send us an email at radio@sportsoverload.com. You're listening to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. First up, we're going to talk a little college fantasy football and recap week one. Stay with us.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try Omnibalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful, and Omnibalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. Omnibalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. Omnibalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed Omnibalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try Omnibalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OMNIBALM or visit omnibalm.com. That's 888-99-OMNIBALM or OMNIBALM.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now, you guys watched a lot of games this weekend. You probably saw a lot of players emerge. Are there any guys you saw that you went, wow, he's a lot better than I thought he was?
Yeah, I liked Aaron Opelt at Toledo. Huge numbers. That was the first guy. You know, I honestly didn't see that game, didn't watch that one, but I looked at the stats afterward and said, oh, there's a guy right there I got to get on right there. So that was the guy that jumped out at me.
Ja'Cory Harris, University of Miami. I knew this guy would be good. You know, he's a freshman, true freshman starting last year. Knew he would come into his own as he played a few seasons, but did not expect 386 yards passing.
Right. Now, what do you think about moving on throughout the season? What kind of numbers do you expect him to continue to put up as the season goes along?
Well, I think as a good average, you know, he probably will pass for about 280 yards a game. I don't think he's going to hit the 300 mark every week, and they have such a nice running game. Once they get into ACC play, then the defense is going to start to tighten down on them a little bit, but I don't think the ACC is that good overall. So I think he'll be good throughout the season.
Right. And then, you know, it's amazing. After week one of college, every year in fantasy football especially, it just turns into chaos. This year, more so than any other year, you've already got LeGarrette Blount, done. You've already got Darren Evans of Virginia Tech, done. James Starks, Buffalo, done. Sam Bradford's going to be out for a little while. That's a top fantasy quarterback. Jermaine Gresham, the top fantasy tight end, done for. We're only 1 week in. And then you've already got the craziness that happens on the after week one as far as the waiver wire guys emerge everywhere. We got a list up on the website right now of 10 guys need to go get, if you can still find them at this point. They hadn't already been picked up. Jared Johnson had a great opening week at Texas A&M. A couple of Mountain West running backs that I keep my eye on. I picked up at my fantasy college football invitational. Channing Trotter at UNLV, Darius Terry at Wyoming. These are guys you're saying, who in the world is he talking about? But they're really good running backs. I always look for guys to get 20-plus carries and red zone touches, and those are guys I like to pick up.
Blaine Gabbert looked good at Missouri. That's it looks like you're just plugging a guy into a system there.
Right. Yeah. I was surprised people are that down on Missouri, as far as the fantasy value of Blaine Gabbert, because I was like, well, Missouri's still not all of a sudden going to start running the ball. They're still going to be a team that throws the ball a lot and puts up numbers. So I was surprised they were down on him before the season started.
319 yards, 3 touchdowns. You know, that's good numbers.
Yeah, that's big numbers right there. That's definitely a lot better than some some top 10 picks at fantasy quarterback. Colin Kaepernick put up a stinker. Dan LeFevre at Central Michigan put up a stinker. Sam Bradford's obviously not the hot guy right now. So, it's amazing what you can get. And, you know, some people do pick a quarterback a little bit later in your draft and see what you can find. I luckily had the first pick in the expert league and was able to get Case Keenum, and
your guy did really good.
He did fantastic, so no worries there. Hey, and another guy to talk about a little bit that looked fantastic in the opening. Granted, it was against Missouri State, but Ryan Mallett looked fantastic.
Well, he's a guy that I was going to mention as a guy to pick up, because I'm sure a lot of people out there, when they took their quarterback, Ryan Mallett wasn't high on the list, but he'd be a great guy to pick up, and I think he's going to continue to put up great numbers through the SEC season.
Right. 17 of 22, 309 yards and a touchdown. The Hogs as a team put up 447 passing yards. They're tied with Houston for first in the nation. Who would have ever thought that? Now, they have a lot of weapons at wide receiver. Jarius Wright, Joe Adams, Kobe Hamilton's a freshman you might want to keep an eye on, Greg Childs. DJ Williams didn't do anything. DJ Williams was a guy I had as a top five tight end, and he didn't do anything. But hopefully he'll bounce back. I have him on my fantasy team, and I'm not dropping him yet.
The downside for Arkansas is you're looking at the schedule getting a little bit tougher than what they found. I mean, SEC's coming up on them. That's going to make it a whole lot tougher. And fantasy-wise, that's going to hurt them some, too. But Mallett looks like a guy to keep an eye on.
Right. And, a couple guys bouncing, staying within the SEC for just a second there. Mark Ingram impressed me a lot. 26 carries, 150, and a touchdown against Virginia Tech. Again, once you get into SEC play, you probably won't be. Well, that was against Virginia Tech, so he should be okay. And a little guy that nobody knows about yet, Ontario McCaleb out of Auburn. 5'10", 165, a freshman out of Florida. Little bitty guy in Gus Malzahn's hurry-up, no-huddle spread offense, racked up 22 carries, 148 yards, and a touchdown in his first game against Louisiana Tech. Actually, Auburn as a team, as an offense, really was a lot better than people thought. 556 total yards in that opener against Louisiana Tech. Gus Malzahn, it didn't take him long to get his offense rocking and rolling down there in Auburn.
You know, the one thing about Ingram that does concern you a little bit was Upchurch looked really good, too. Those two guys are going to be splitting carries, but it might be worth it to have both of them, and
right.
Both guys look good.
Well, this week they have Ford International, so I expect the backups to get a lot of carries. Mark Ingram will probably get 15 to 20 carries, and they'll start to get the first string out of there, and Upchurch will get more carries. And then even their third stringer, Trent Richardson, he's a five-star recruit. He's a top 10 player nationally. He's a big-time guy, and I could even see him getting the load in the second half And even him racking up yards for Alabama this week. Alabama running backs is who you need to pick up. They're probably going to run the ball 50-plus times total.
I think it doesn't matter who Alabama plays. They're going to run the ball. The offensive line is good. And that's what Alabama does. They just line up, and they come right at you. And you can expect that every week from them, no matter who they play.
Their defense, too, is going to keep the offense on the field a lot. I mean, their defense is going to – a lot of three and outs coming for the opponents in that deal. So it does look like a really good situation.
Right. Alabama looked – I thought they looked fantastic. Before the year, I wasn't 100% sure what to expect from them. But as a team, not just college, from a fantasy football perspective, as a team, they look where, you know, Florida should be thankful they're not going to have to play them until the SEC championship. Alabama looked pretty scary if they can run the ball that easily. And they looked pretty good to me.
And definitely a top-five team, no question about it. You know, the stat that really jumps out at you, 498 total yards to 155 for Virginia Tech. I mean, the score didn't reflect how dominant Alabama really was.
Right. Virginia Tech played a little beamer ball. There was, kickoff return touchdowns, field positions, things like that. So that kept them in there.
That was exactly what you expect from them. But I was a little surprised that they were able to put up the amount of points that they did. Going into that game, I just didn't see them putting up, more than 10 points or so.
Alabama made some stupid plays, too. You know, they took some unnecessary penalties. Upchurch fumbled once when it on the 10-yard line. There was some – it could have been a lot worse than it. It should have been a lot worse than it was.
As far as the quarterback position, Greg McElroy looked pretty good to me. I thought he already looked better than John Parker Wilson did last year. John Parker Wilson only threw 10 touchdown passes. He wasn't a stud. And Greg McElroy already looks good. And this is pretty obvious. But he's figured out, hey, I need to get the ball to Julio Jones. He's figured that out. So
right.
As long as he's got that down and they run the ball and don't make mistakes, I think Alabama's going to be – their defense is dominant. I think they look ready to rock and roll. A couple guys right now that I want to mention before we get off college fantasy football. The leading rusher in the country right now is Ralph Bolden, running back out of Purdue. 21 carries, 234 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Another guy is Sean Bray McNeil at SMU, 158 yards and a touchdown. It's amazing how these little guys pop up all over the place, and you got to stay on top of things every week. But you never know what's going to happen every week. Now, getting back to Arkansas, I got one other little thing. Some fantasy owners that drafted Michael Smith in that 40 to 50 range, depending on where they had him ranked, he only had 4 carries, 43 yards, and a touchdown. And you're saying, well, my guy only got 4 carries. Don't freak out yet. They're playing Missouri State, and they actually had the second group in there really early. Tyler Wilson got to carry it. Tyler Wilson, the backup quarterback, got to lead a drive early in the second quarter. So, Bobby Petrino started getting the guys in there early. Once Michael Smith, they play a big-time team, Michael Smith will get leaned on a lot more, and he'll get back into that 12 to 15 carries, 3 or 4 catches, and have several touches and get involved and be a guy you want to depend on. Broderick Green was a guy that didn't impress much. Yeah, he was a guy that got a lot of goal line carries, but he didn't do so well. Was that Broderick Green, or was that the offensive line? Was it Missouri State? What did you think about that?
I think it was Broderick Green. He's a guy that is a work in progress. He did well in his time at USC, but I think it's going to take time for him to learn this Arkansas offense and what Bobby Petrino expects from him. It's going to take a little bit to iron those things out. Plus, there are other guys behind him that may end up passing him. Ronnie Wingo looked really good. And overall, Arkansas's running game, they're going to have Michael Smith. He's going to be the leader. But you're going to have 2 or 3 guys behind him that are going to help out.
Right. And I will say they wanted Broderick Green to be the Lindell White to Michael Smith's Chris Johnson. But it didn't work out so well, that one, for the opener. And sticking in the SEC, let's look at Georgia for a second. What do you think about their running back situation? Caleb King didn't play the first one. He may get back in here the second game. And Joe Cox is in and out of the lineup at quarterback. Is A.J. Green still a guy you maybe want? He seems to be, before the season started, one of the only guys that might be consistent. Against Oklahoma State, he did okay.
Yeah, that whole game really just had an odd feel to it to me. It looked like Georgia was going to do what they wanted to do, and then all of a sudden, they were in pretty good situation there, and all of a sudden it just fell apart on it. That's passing game at Oklahoma State took over. King is a guy I would be looking at. I think that's probably going to emerge and be a – I think they're going to be forced to use him more than probably they really want to, because they need some offense.
Right. He was a 5-star guy, 4 or 5-star guy. He was a big recruit, a guy they were expecting a lot out of. So hopefully he'll get back in the mix and start to be that number one back before too long. When Georgia – that opening drive there, when Georgia went down methodical – exactly what they wanted to do, pound the clock, go down the field, and they scored and got up 7-0. Part of me kind of went, uh-oh. Because I had Oklahoma State -5, and Georgia went down and did exactly what they wanted to do, use up 6 minutes and score. Part of me was kind of worried there for a little bit that this may be a Georgia game and not the track meet Oklahoma State wants. So, but anyways, that wraps up a little college fantasy football. You know, we've got Dan Dobish of OpenSports.com up next. We're going to talk a little college and pro with him, just whatever he wants to get into. He's a little bit of a crazy guy, so we'll ask him about what's going on there as well. I love Dan Dobish of OpenSports.com up next. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Got on the line right now, Dan Dobish of OpenSports.com. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good.
You enjoy the opening weekend of college football?
Well, yes and no. I'm originally from Ohio, so I got a little bit of a scare from Navy. But other than that, that Florida State-Miami game was just unbelievable.
That was a great way to cap off the weekend. Now, do you think your Buckeyes have any chance this weekend against USC? You know, is there?
Being from Ohio and... You know, I'm sort of the not the optimist. I usually expect the worst and hope for the best. But USC is just so fast. But the fact that they're bringing in a freshman quarterback in only a second game kind of gives me a little bit of hope.
Right. I will tell you, I think USC with that offensive line and everything they got back, they're going to try to make it as easy as possible on Matt Barkley. You know, they looked obviously at San Jose State. So I think if Ohio State had played, you know, a team like San Jose State and Ohio and USC that had a real opponent, we might be looking at this game differently. So we'll still have to see what happens. It's still, I don't think it's going to be 42-10 or anything awful like that. I still give Ohio State a shot to keep it competitive. As far as fantasy football, are you more of a college or a pro football guy? Which one would be your?
I love college football. As far as fantasy sports is concerned, you know, college football is a little bit on the periphery, and obviously fantasy football, you know, NFL style is just, you know, that's where it's at. So I'd have to say fantasy is definitely NFL.
Right. It's just so much easier to do pro because it's organized so much easier in college, and you don't have to cover as many teams. It's a little bit less of a headache. I've been reading some of your stuff. You're also a Cleveland Browns fan. You know, you got some funny rants about the Browns. That's some good stuff you should check out on OpenSports.com. But I also was looking at how you broke down the schedule. And after breaking down the schedule, you're not quite as high on Adrian Peterson as everyone else. Talk about it.
Well, I still, you know, I had the number one pick in my fantasy draft the other day, and, you know, it's a no-brainer to take him number one overall. But unfortunately, as the season goes on, weeks 14 and 15 especially, if you look at the fantasy playoffs, he's got just two brutal matchups. And usually when, you know, you're selecting your team, yeah, it's a good idea to kind of take a look ahead a little bit to week 14, 15, 16, you know, see what those players have. You know, if you expect to make the playoffs, it's helpful to have guys that are going to have favorable matchups down the stretch.
Dan, did you have any thoughts about possibly taking Michael Turner or Maurice Jones-Drew as opposed to Adrian Peterson?
Well, I love Michael Turner. He's just unbelievable last season. You know, he was amazing. But Atlanta's got such a brutal schedule, except for when they play the Buccaneers. And MJD, he's amazing. I mean, he opens this week against Indianapolis. And one of his two 100-yard games came against Indy last year. He had 107 yards and a touchdown in week three in Indianapolis last season. So I expect that he's going to get off to a decent start. But, you know, just conventional wisdom, AP's bar none the number one running back, and everybody else is just sort of 1A and number two and three and whatnot.
Right. You broke down the schedule completely. Is there anybody that has a really favorable fantasy playoff schedule that you would like to look at and pick up, or maybe pick up towards the end there?
Well, I mean, it's sort of hard, you know, all the guys who, you know, are number one backs or whatever by now, obviously, you know, there's nobody out there that you're going to be able to get, but there's some teams that are down the stretch, like Kansas City, for instance, has a really, really favorable schedule. They play my Browns, they play the Bengals, and I believe they play Oakland in that three-game stretch where the playoffs would be going. Cleveland, you know, also has a favorable schedule. Most of the teams, you know, obviously that weren't very good last season play a last-place schedule this season. So, you know, down the stretch you might find a couple of gems. You know, maybe somebody like rookie James Davis, if he's getting a shot as a starter by that point of the season. Jamal Charles might be somebody that could be a big impact player down the stretch. So, you know, you never know, but maybe take a look at some of the teams that didn't do so hot last season because they've really got a favorable schedule this year.
Right. And you're a Browns fan, like we mentioned before. They finally picked a quarterback. Are you happy with that choice? And would that have been who you have picked? And what are your thoughts on the opening weekend against Minnesota?
Well, you know, I know a lot of Browns fans love Brady Quinn. He's a hometown guy, sort of. I mean, he's from down the road in Columbus a little bit. But I think Derek Anderson, while he tends to disappear in the big games, and luckily for the Browns, they don't have very many of those, you know, he seems like he has the stronger arm and he has, like, a better acumen. Brady Quinn, not such a strong arm, but he does seem to have pretty decent smarts and he makes better decisions sometimes. I remember Derek Anderson a couple of years ago when they had their 10-win season and just missed out on the playoffs. When it really mattered most against the Bengals of all teams on the road, he struggled mightily and just threw interception after interception.
Right. I would say Brady Quinn's probably, you know, they're thinking probably going to be the quarterback of the future or whatever. You know, honestly, at this point, as far as fantasy is concerned, I don't think it makes any difference. Do you?
No. I mean, anybody who would even choose to start the Browns, anybody on the Browns for that matter, except from outside of Braylon Edwards, they're probably going to be looking at a 4-11 season themselves in fantasy.
Right. Jamal Lewis is not a guy I want. I would probably I've grabbed James Davis in a couple of my drafts late, but you know, he's a guy that you know, might want to hold on to him just in case he gets to be the starter. But we're up against a break. We've had Dan Dobbish from OpenSports.com on as a guest and surely enjoyed it. Should definitely check out OpenSports.com. They have a lot of great stuff, a lot of great entertaining and insightful information there. Thanks, Dan, for coming on.
All right, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right, we're up against a break. Listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Up next, we're going to talk a little pro fantasy football.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? TheHomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for The Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. TheHomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's TheHomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, TheHomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper, joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Well, it's been an interesting show so far. It never fails. But now it's time to talk a little pro fantasy football. Rick, you've got your week one article of what we need to do this week in fantasy football. What we need to do?
Well, the big thing that's standing out there right now is Pierre Thomas. He apparently is injured. It's almost a fishy sounding thing. He's been seen limping around, obviously some problems with his knee, and now he chased his dog around in his backyard and cut his knee on a fence. So it just makes you wonder, was there a surgery they're not wanting to talk about? What's going on with him? Mike Bell has played well in the preseason, looks like a guy that's ready to step into that spot and really might push Pierre Thomas down to the second backup if he plays well. And I could see Mike Bell stepping in and doing that.
Right. I have Pierre Thomas on one of my fantasy teams, and I handcuffed him with Mike Bell, but they need to tell me what's going on so I can know which one to play. I need more information, and they are not giving it to me.
I think you go with Bell regardless, though, at this point. Even they're playing the Lions. I mean, it's a good matchup either way. You got to jump on that.
Right. Even if they get up a lot and they start playing more, Bell still could get some touches in there, even if Pierre Thomas plays a little bit. If he's injured and they're up a little bit, it'll probably get him out early, and then Bell will start to be the guy. So it's a good matchup either way. So looks good there. Anybody else jumping out at you? Injuries? We got Nnamdi Asamoah and Matt Cassel.
Yeah. Cassel is a guy that, as of this morning, it sounded like he was going to be able to play. Now they're kind of downgrading that a little bit and making you wonder. It's a terrible matchup anyway. He's playing the Ravens. If you're like me and you've got a league where you don't have a quarterback to start, you may have to start him, and I'm just about there. But it's not a good matchup. It's not a guy you want to play. A guy that probably is out there on the waiver wire that you could pick up and play this week is Sean Hill, the quarterback at San Francisco. He's got a great matchup against the Cardinals. The Cardinals gave up more fantasy points to quarterbacks than anybody last year. So that's a good guy to pick up one week, play, and get rid of him.
Right, and Nnamdi Asamoah is a little banged up, and that's a huge difference for if you got Vincent Jackson or Chris Chambers, because obviously whoever Nnamdi Asamoah is covering is going to be, just blanketed completely. And Joe, what's going on in Oakland? They traded for Richard Seymour. He doesn't want to show up. What in the world's going on in Oakland over there?
I think Richard Seymour wants to be a Patriot again. I think he wants his trade voided, but the deal is here that Oakland would be renting him for 1 year basically. But also the fact that they gave up a number one pick means that they would franchise him the next year, and that's not what Richard Seymour wants. He wants a long-term contract at this point, but he does not want to be in Oakland. He wants a long-term contract elsewhere.
I understand the long-term security, but the thing is that 1 year is so much money that you could just get that ridiculous amount of money, $15 million or whatever it is for 1 year, and then just invest that properly. That just seems like I could make some long-term security out of that 1 year, if it was me.
And most guys, they say they chase that championship, and once you get the championship, then you want to go get paid. Okay. Well, he has his championship, so go get paid now.
Right. And I also heard another thing where he feels a little – this is just a rumor, Milt, that he feels a little misled by his agent, because his agent was supposedly working on a deal, and he thought he was close to an extension. Then all of a sudden the Patriots call him up and say he's been traded. So there also is a dynamic there where he may not be happy with the way his agent has been working with him, and you know, a little bit of a trust factor there had some odd things going on.
Well, I think maybe he has a beef with the Patriots as well, but some, you know, it's all about business. And when that phone rings from the Oakland Raiders and they want to give up a number one pick in 2011 for Richard Seymour, a guy who has 1 year left on his contract, that's just good business. You have to take that offer.
Right.
And the opportunity, a chance there that there'll be a rookie salary cap in 2011. You know, it's a great move for New England at that point. You know, that it's probably going to be a top 10 pick. You don't know if you want to pay that top 10 pick price, but if there's that rookie salary cap, that's a great deal for them at
the end. The Patriots should not be allowed to do business with the Raiders ever again, because the Raiders always end up giving up too much.
Right. Well, hey, let's get back in the fantasy swing of things. Now, you got some sleepers that we all need to pick up this week. Who you keep an eye on?
You know, a guy I'm looking at, he may or may not be available on your waiver wires, Donnie Avery with the St. Louis. He's their number one receiver, and again, a good matchup. Seattle gave up a ton of points to fantasy wide receivers last year. Look for him to have a really good guy. I know last year it was almost 25 points a game, fantasy points a week, that they gave up to wide receivers in Seattle. So it's a guy with a good matchup. The Rams should be behind, throwing right. The ball a lot.
Donnie Avery's a guy I really like. You've got some good numbers about Zach Miller and the Jets as far as giving up fantasy points to tight ends.
Yeah, Zach Miller's a guy that's a solid play anyway. I mean, he's going to be – this really should be a breakout year for him. He's the Raiders' primary target in the passing game, and the matchup's right. The Jets give up points to tight ends for some odd reason, and he's the guy that should benefit from that. You really like that play.
Right. And you're odd – sleeper matchup of the week. It's the Cleveland Brown defense. Explain that a little bit. We may be making fun of you about that next week.
I was wondering about this also.
It's not so much about Cleveland as it is about the Vikings. The Vikings give up a ton of points to defensives last year. It's when you think about it, their quarterback situation was unsettled, a lot of interceptions. It makes sense that when you really think about it, what they could give up those points. Brett Favre doesn't really fix that problem. That's a guy that's still going to give you the interceptions. You know, it's really, you're not so much picking Cleveland as you are picking against the Vikings in this situation.
Right, and sometimes the thing is, fantasy defense isn't necessarily correlated with yards and points because, you know, sacks, turnovers. The Vikings are a team that a lot of times will turn the ball over a little more than you like. Adrian Peterson fumbles a little more than he is known for, I suppose. So sometimes, you know, there's games like that because, like the Titans, they don't give up very many points against fantasy defenses because they run the ball so much and they don't give up sacks and they don't give up interceptions.
Incredible number. Last year the Titans gave up 1.9 points, fantasy points per week to the defensive special teams. I mean, a lot of people drafted the Steelers early this year. You know, that should have been the first defense off the board in your draft. You got to wonder, do I play him this week? Right. You know, that's a tough matchup. That's a real tough matchup.
Right. And to wrap up, big news out of Big D. What do you think about Felix Jones and Marion Barber splitting carries?
You know, I I've got Barber in a league that I'm really dependent on him. Originally, I was a little upset about that decision and thinking, man, this is going to kill me. As I think about it, though, Barber's probably going to be ready to play week 14 if he's splitting those carries. It's probably going to save his legs, save him a little bit of a beating. You know, I'm a little bit concerned if Jones can take the beating of the added carries. That's a guy that, you know, small body, can get hit a lot. It could be a bad situation for him.
Well, I think Barber's touches also can depend on if the Cowboys are winning games or not, because when they're up in the fourth quarter, 10 points or so, that's Marion Barber time to hammer this thing out. But so I think it depends on how good the Cowboys are. That could also have a big influence on how good Marion Barber is. I think Felix Jones is a sleeper to look out for either way.
You know, in the preseason, Jones had 2 touchdowns inside the 3-yard line. And now that's a little bit concern on a Barber owner is, you know, is he going to get the red zone touches? And that one's a little bit of a concern.
Right. Well, we're up against the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. That's been a little pro fantasy football talk. Up next, we'll have the Bay Bracket. Maybe a little more pro fantasy football talk. We'll see. You listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. We'll be right back.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now it's time for your favorite part of the show, I just know. It's time for the Bay Bracket. Today we're going to talk about the athletes region. Last week we did actresses. So first up, we've got Julianne Hough against Hope Solo. It's our 1 versus 16 matchup. Julianne Hough, the Dancing with the Stars, now musician, and Hope Solo, the American women's soccer player. Joe, where are you voting?
Well, first of all, I want to say great matchups all together this week. You know, I was kind of torn on a lot of them. But I'm going to go with Julianne Hough, number one overall, in the athletes region. Hope Solo, I like her and everything, but she has to go down.
Rick?
I got a new theory on this week, and what I did was I looked at it and thought, if these two women were in a fight, who would win? And that's how I'm going to do this. This is a no-brainer. Hope Solo would kill her. Right? She's a pretty tough woman. Julianne Hough would probably lose her teeth. I mean, this would be get ugly. So Hope Solo,
the 16 over the 1. Wow, we got a massive upset to start this week, folks.
Both have beautiful eyes. I can't get enough of Julianne Hough's eyes.
Oh, that's so cute.
But if they fought, Julianne Hough would have black eyes.
That's true.
This would not be pretty.
I'm going to stick with Julianne Hough. All right, and the 8-9 matchup. We may have interesting matchup here. Jenny Finch, the softball player at number 8. And number 9, you may not be familiar with her, but that's why they have Google. Anna Paula Mancino, the former volleyball player. She's born in Brazil and played volleyball in Italy. Joe?
And you hit it right on. I hit the Google. Anna Paula Mancino. I have to go with her. Slight upset, a 9 over an 8. But that's the way it falls this week for me.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yes, sir.
I'm going Jenny Finch. I'm figuring they're in a fight. If she landed an uppercut, it's going to be over. You know, the motion
she's
on the leverage. Underhand.
She's a softball player.
Exactly.
She's short,
she
stocky. All right. I think we're voting on two different things. But that's cool. I'm going to go with Anna Paula Mancino. Underrated, but I'm going to stick with that one. Now, this next one. I know Erin Andrews isn't technically an athlete. She's just a sports reporter. But she had to be on here somewhere. She's just too hot not to be. So, number 4, Erin Andrews. Versus number 13, Missy Gibson, who's actually a surfer. Joe.
Wasn't really familiar with Missy Gibson, but I checked the Google on her as well. Like I said, these are some tough matchups overall this week. I'm going to stick with Erin Andrews. I'm a big fan, and she's a cutie. I'm going to stick with her.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer again. I mean, a surfboard, all that. She's carrying surfboards around. She's going to kill Erin Andrews.
She's also a model, though, so you know, yeah, she's little.
She would kill Erin Andrews. I'm telling you, this
Erin Andrews is athletic. You remember her days at University of Florida.
This would be a real mismatch. The surfer girl would kill her in a fight. Yeah, so we're going with, what's her name?
Missy Kipps.
Okay, that's who we're going with.
Nice.
I'm going to go with Aaron Andrews. Though I thought it was going to be just obvious quick, but then Missy Gibson, former model, also a surfer, it was a lot closer than I thought. You know, I think Missy Gibson covered the spread if there was one. But as far as our next one, we've got a 5-12. There's usually a lot of upsets in the NCAA tournament at 5-12. There might be one today. Anna Kournikova going up against Gabrielle Reese. Joe.
Probably the tallest matchup we have here, Gabrielle Reese and Anna Kournikova. I'm going to go with the former athlete. She's no longer really an athlete. I guess neither one of them are, but I'm going to go with Anna Kournikova.
This one isn't as obvious as it first appears. Anna Kournikova, you know, dated hockey players and stuff, and those guys fight all the time. So I'm figuring she may actually know a little bit about fighting.
Right, she probably had to break up a lot of, like, drunken bar fights and getting there in the mix. She's probably really good at that. So she probably has some training that we don't even know about.
But
you know,
the
can't
other
teach
side
that.
Of that, Gabrielle Reese has, like, the reach on her. No question
yes,
there.
She
could jab, and that would be a big advantage for her. It's almost a coin toss on this one, but I'm going to say the reach, the jab, Gabrielle Reese wins.
Oh, getting to me today, Rick, getting to me. I'm going to go with Anna Kournikova. All right, well, that's this segment of the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. That's our Bay Bracket. As always, you can go online, email us at radio@sportsoverload.com, twitter.com/sportsoverload. We want to hear your votes, whether they're going to beat them in a fight or who's hotter, whichever way you want to go there. I guess it doesn't really matter. All right, we'll be back in just a little bit.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful. And OmniBalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. OmniBalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. OmniBalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed OmniBalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OMNIBALM or visit OmniBalm.com. That's 888-99-OMNIBALM or OMNIBALM.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Last week, we gave you some top 25 winners, some free picks. Went 9-6 overall, 60% against the spread, 13-2 straight up, 87%. The good, Bama -6.5, Washington +17.5, Navy +21. The bad, Nevada +14. That one didn't quite go as planned. Maryland +21. That one didn't quite go as planned. But hey,
I was on both of those. I was right on those two.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
I had BYU over Oklahoma too.
Right. Oh boy,
I like it.
Somebody's patting himself on the back.
Yeah,
quite
y'all
a bit
laughed at me last week.
Yeah, we did.
I
gotta be honest.
I don't remember laughing. I wouldn't do that. I only laugh at you when you talk about girls getting in fights. That's more what I talk about. All right, first up, let's go college. South Carolina at Georgia. Joe Cox. Maybe going to play, probably going to play. You should probably check last minute right before that game starts. South Carolina at Georgia. Georgia's a 7.5-point favorite.
This is going to be a defensive struggle. Once again, I don't see how either one of these teams is going to score. So with Georgia -7.5, I would have to go South Carolina here.
I'm, I'm kind of like Joe on this one. I'm thinking this is going to be a really, really low-scoring game. I just think Georgia's better than South Carolina. I think South Carolina could just get shut out. I think Georgia might just put a goose egg on them. So I'm going Georgia, but, boy, I'm not real comfortable with it.
Right. I think this is one of those games where they'll score field goals instead of touchdowns, making the plus 7.5 a little bit of a value. Georgia will probably win, but I see it being more like 16-12. I think it'll help getting Caleb King back. I'm taking South Carolina plus 7.5. But Georgia or South Carolina could win a field goal either way. Next game, Notre Dame at Michigan. Notre Dame did a lot better than I thought they would. Now they're playing at Michigan, who looked pretty good against Western Michigan. Notre Dame's a 3.5-point favorite. Rick, who you got?
I'm going Notre Dame. I'm going to say Michigan's really not very good. And I think Notre Dame is adequate. I don't think Notre Dame's really good, but I think Michigan's bad. And I understood that a lot of the teams were surprised not only that Michigan was maybe practicing more than they should have, but that they were practicing at all based on the way they've been playing. So I'm taking Notre Dame, giving up the points. Notre Dame will win this game handily.
Wow. Joe?
I'm still not sold on either one of these teams. I think they're both bad. Michigan is a little behind Notre Dame, but the fact that they're playing in the big house, I think they present some problems for Notre Dame because they're obviously going to have more speed than Nevada had. And I love one of their quarterbacks, Shoelaces. Shoelace. The guy that he doesn't right. tie his shoes, and the guy gets out and flies, man. I'm impressed by the kid.
Right. Well, I'm going to take, you know, the packed house, 107,000 plus, and also like the 3.5. I like that little extra half there. That makes a big difference, getting Michigan plus 3.5 at home. I think this is a game that could potentially be very close and go either way. I'm going to take the points, sit back and watch. Well, I might watch it. I'll probably watch a more fun game to watch. But anyway, Michigan plus 3.5 is my pick for that one. Now the big game that everybody's talking about, USC at Ohio State. Ohio State, a 6.5-point dog. Joe, what do you think?
This game is going to be closer than a lot of people out there think because everybody's saying that USC is just going to straight up kill Ohio State. They think it's going to be, you know, 21 or more. I would have to go with USC here. You know, minus the 6.5. I think they are going to cover that. I think it's still maybe around a 10-point game or so, but I say USC gets the cover.
Boy, every fiber of my being says you 6.5 points at home. You ought to take that. It just seems like the right. I'm still going USC.
You just have to.
Yeah, I mean, boy, you hate giving up that many points and at the horseshoe, but I don't think it'll even be close again. I think this will be a 2-touchdown game probably.
Well, see,
at least.
It's very almost identical to last year. Last year, the week before Ohio State played USC, they struggled against Ohio at home exactly the same fashion. So I think this game could end up exactly like last year. Maybe not 42-7 or anything ridiculous like that, but I think 34-21 is a fair score. USC wins here. I think the other 10 starters around Matt Barkley will make it a lot easier for him than the other 10 starters around Terrell Pryor would make it for him. Going USC minus 6.5. Now,
USC's offensive line looked great last week, and they actually are getting better. They're getting their center back. Their starting center will be back this week. So, it's really impressive.
Right. Now we're going to go to the NFL opening weekend. A lot of great games. I'm going to start off with the Miami Dolphins at the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons are a 4-point favorite. Joe?
This is a tough game to call. Miami Dolphins are a team that really impressed me last season, and I think they're going to have some carryover this season. Atlanta's offense is so improved this year, though. I'm going to go with Atlanta for the cover here, -4. They could have some defensive struggles, but I think Atlanta will be able to handle their business here.
I'm going the other way. I'm going Miami. Week one games are always hard to pick, so I do depend a little bit more on historical stuff than I ordinarily do. Miami 6-1 against the spread on the road their last 7 games. And after the start Atlanta had, the odds kind of started catching up to them. They ended up the season 1-4 versus the spread. So I'm going Miami just thinking that 4 is probably – I think Atlanta wins, but I think it'll be a real close game.
Right. I'm going at home in a dome. Falcons, tough at home last year, 7-1 in 08. I think the Dolphins have a young secondary. They're starting rookie Sean Smith, their second-round draft pick. I love Sean Smith. He's 6'2", 215. He's a huge corner. However, starting a rookie in that secondary, I like Roddy White and Tony Gonzalez to have a big day. The Falcons are going to put up a ton of points at home in a dome. You heard me say that all season long. Falcons, -4. Now, an interesting game is the Philadelphia Eagles at the Carolina Panthers. This game was the Carolina was the favorite, and now the money's shifted over to Philadelphia, and they're a one-point favorite.
I'm going to go with Philly here. Philly minus one, I think they win this game straight up. Carolina's going to be tough at home, but I think Philly wins straight up, and if they win, I have them winning by more than 1 point.
I'm going the other way. I'm going Carolina. Philly has traditionally played a lot of man-to-man coverage, and Steve Smith's going to eat that up. You know, if you try to cover Steve Smith, man, you're going to get beat two or three times in a game. So I think Steve Smith's the difference here, and I think that's a great fantasy play, too. Steve Smith's a great guy to have this week.
Right. I think this game might be a little bit higher scoring than people think. The Philadelphia Eagles defense didn't look very good in the preseason, really. But I mean, no, it's the preseason, but they gave up a lot. Their first string gave up a lot of points. Carolina, I think they've lost their swagger a little bit since they lost really bad in the playoffs at home to Arizona. I'm going with the Eagles to outlast the Carolina Panthers. I think it's going to be a high-scoring, close game, and I think McNabb will probably win it with a two-minute drive in the fourth quarter to seal the victory. I'm going with the Eagles minus one. Now another game, Jacksonville plus 7.5 at the Colts. You think, well, the Jags weren't very good last year. The Colts, well, they're the Colts at home. But I'm not so sure. Joe, are you?
No, I'm not sure at all either. I'm going to go Jacksonville here plus the 7.5. I think Jacksonville is a team that's on the way up. Indy is a team that's on the way down. I think Jacksonville could be the Baltimore Ravens from 2 years ago where, you know, they won five games or so and then they bounced back with a great season after that. So I'm going Jacksonville, and I actually have them winning the AFC South this year.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going Jacksonville also. I think Indianapolis tends to get a little too much credit, and I think that 7.5 is too big of a number. Another thing that kind of pushed me that way in their last 10 games – at home, they're 3-7 against the spread. So
oddly, they covered a little bit more. Normally, the Colts are not a very good road team, and last year they covered more on the road than normal. The Colts usually, they started to get to where the books have caught up with them, and they make a really large spread at home. It's actually good value to take those points. And the Colts, I'm just not so sure what to expect. If you remember last year, they got off to a slow start, and nobody thought Chicago would hang tough with them at home to start the season, but they did. Going Jacksonville plus 7.5 here. And the Jags, they always play well against the Colts. For some reason, they seem to have their number, so I'm expecting a big day from Maurice Jones-Drew, Jacksonville plus 7. Now, the Redskins play at the Giants. The Giants are a 6.5-point favorite. Rick, who you got?
You know, I'm going to have to take the Giants on that one, you know, lay the points. Washington's really struggled scoring points. You know, the big draw there to me it would be the under. At 37 points, I'm going with the under in that game.
I say take the points. These games, when these two teams get together, they're always close, and I don't see it being any different, especially being the first game of the season. So take the points, take the Redskins, plus 6.5.
Right, I'm going Redskins plus 6.5. It's an NFC East division rivalry game. Both tough defenses, Redskins plus 6.5. Now, we're a little under a minute here before we hit the break. Bears at Packers. Quickly, who you got, Joe?
I have the Packers. Very impressed with their defense, and I think they get it done, minus 3.5.
I'm going the same way. I'm going to take the Packers in the points.
Right, I've got the Packers as well. I really like Aaron Rodgers. Dom Capers' 3-4 defense looks great in the preseason. I'll have my lock of the week coming up next. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I've got my lock of the week coming up right after break.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's gotta drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com. Now, before we get into my lock of the week that you'll just have to have, we're going to do a Super Bowl favorite. So, Joe, who are the Steelers playing?
Yeah, I figured you guys would think that I pick the Steelers to win the Super Bowl every year. I do actually have them going this year. I say they play the Philadelphia Eagles all Pennsylvania Super Bowl. But let's go back to last year just for a second. I had a Super Bowl prediction. San Diego Chargers, Minnesota Vikings, most people went Cowboys, Patriots. The two teams I picked, they did make the playoffs. I'll just say that.
There you go.
I really think because of the schedule, Pittsburgh probably gets there, but I'm going to have to pick New England just because of that offense. It just looks overwhelming. I think that it'll be really tough. But, you know, it probably comes down to the championship game between those two, you know, and that really probably should be the Super Bowl. I'm going to take the Giants out of the NFC.
Rematch of a couple of years ago. So who do you have winning?
New England will kill them
this time around. Now, see, I have the Patriots out of the AFC. But in the NFC, I have it just gets so wide open because I was high on the Eagles, but now I'm not so sure. Okay, I'm going to flip a coin between the Saints and the Packers as my two teams that improve a lot from last year, and I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl.
Not a bad pick.
I've got a surprise for you.
Let me ask either one of you guys, are you not concerned about New England's defense?
A little
Six
bit.
Six new starters.
But they seem to be a little bit more of the scheme to me sometimes than sometimes the names, because there's been so many times where they've kind of had a lot of guys out and different things going on, and they've still been able to put it together.
Yeah, I think they'll be scoring 30 points a game. You know, I think the defense will have some leverage there, and that they can give up some points and still win.
And I still like the pieces. I still like Gerard Mayo. They'll get Vince Wilfork contract, everything worked out. I like some of the guys they drafted. They drafted four or five good guys that they're going to plug in, so I really like them. But for my lock of the week, I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings -4 over the Cleveland Browns. Brady Quinn is going to have to beat the Vikings by himself. Jamal Lewis is probably going to have 17 carries for 18 yards against the Vikings, those D-tackles and that D-line of Minnesota. He's not going anywhere. I don't see any way the Vikings will not be able to run the ball all over the Cleveland Browns. I see them running wild. The line's only -4. It really should be 7.5 to 10, somewhere in that range. I think you're getting good value taking the Vikings -4. That's my lock of the week. So far, my lock of the week, they're 2-1, 67%. So hopefully I'll get another one and be 3-1 this time next week. Had a great show so far today. I want to give a special thanks to Dan Dovish of OpenSports.com for coming on and talking with us a little football. Give a special thanks to our producer back there, James Ford, keeping everything together, you know, making sure things don't fall apart, all the technical difficulties that could happen. So James Ford, our producer, special thanks to him.
Always does a great job.
Rick, Joe, looking forward to any games this weekend?
You know, I'm just looking ready. I'm just ready for NFL football.
You probably don't even care. You just want to watch your fantasy players.
Exactly.
Teams don't matter.
I'm the same way. Just looking forward to the weekend all together.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm Ron Jumper. We've got Rick Atkinson and Joe Franklin. We've had a great show today. You should definitely tune in next week. We'll recap week one of the fantasy season. And we listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Tune in again next week.